First of all, wait, no. Okay. Hi, everybody. I hope that you are staying safe and healthy and as relaxed as we can all hope for. And I hope that this isn't completely stupid. But I wanted to get high and do a little ramble fap. But I'm afraid that there might be more rambling than fapping. Because even though being high makes me really horny, I might just pick a topic and roll with it. I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. Don't ask me, because I don't know. I'm gonna tell you something. It's a secret. When I get high, I no longer care for the comforts of masturbation. I no longer need the cozy blankets and pillows and cushions and all that stuff. I just want to be, you know, Zen. Buddhist, you know, like I don't need any material items. I just want to be on my back on a flat surface. I don't care what it is, with nothing around me to like rub against me or like bump into, like all of that just starts to piss me off. And I'm at the point where the idea of taking my panties, like, actually off, it just seems like a lot of work for very little gain, you know? So they're just sitting at my ankles. That's fine, I don't care. I don't think I've ever told you guys, like, what I was wearing or what my panties look like or anything like that, so you should know that they are, okay, how do I say it the way that boys will understand, because I only know how to describe panties to girls. Okay, it's a seamless like workout thong, like girls will know what that means, but it's like this super, super, super thin material that is, like, seamless, so it's made out of, I don't know what the material is called, but it's super thin, and you can wear it under, like, leggings and stuff for the gym, you know, so it won't, like, show. I don't know. They're from Victoria's Secret. Seamless thongs. It's one of those. And it's yellow, like a pale yellow. I'm sure there's like a whole subreddit for boys asking like girls, like, what is this piece of clothing? It is very sexy and I like it, but what is it called? So I can look it up. Or like make my, or like ask my girlfriend to wear it for me, or make, like, I don't know, make it happen in my life somehow. I'm sure it's a whole sub. So getting high makes me horny, but it also makes me hungry, so I'm sorry if you hear tummy noises. My bad. I can't help it. On the bright side, you'll probably be able to hear all of the things that I'm craving to eat, because I will probably tell you, because they'll pop into my mind. And I'll get really excited about it. disclaimer. My neighbor's dog has been whining all day long. I think they got a puppy. I think they chose now to, like, get a puppy. Whatever. Background noise is usually something that Honey Vulture cares about and will edit out or whatever. But hi, Honey Vulture is like, let's just do this. Let's just hang out together and get high. Or don't. I guess you don't have to. I guess you don't have to get high, that's fine. But, yeah, I guess this is something different than what I normally do, huh? But it's a holiday. We're supposed to do something a little different. Be a little out there. At least 420 is a holiday for me. It's a wonderful time of the year where we can harken back to the before four times when maybe we got high for the first time. The first time I got high was probably late college. Yeah, like my last year of college. A friend worked at a dispensary and he, you know, hooked me up because he knew that I was sick all the time. We had classes together and we were friends, but like we never saw each other. And he was always asking me to hang out, you know, just like his friends. And then he was like, why don't I ever see you? And I told him that I have a chronic illness, I'm sick all the time, I was really struggling through school. And he was like, I'm gonna get you high. And it just so happened that the day I, like, successfully got, like, an amount of high and a type of high that was good for me, that him and a couple other friends, like, kind of helped me achieve, the night before that, I had this horrible nightmare. I've had trouble sleeping, like, my whole life. So when I have a nightmare, it just, like, really pisses me off. So I got high, and it was actually, like, good, and I didn't fall asleep right away. I was just, like, you know, I had some, like, clarity. It wasn't, like, not too much, not too little, you know, my Goldilocks sort of high that was just right. I don't believe I just said that. Oh, God. And so, yeah, I'd had a nightmare before that, and while I was high, I couldn't even think about it. I was, like, sitting in the bathtub, and I was trying to think about the nightmare. I was trying to remember what it was. I was trying really, really hard, and it was almost scaring me that I couldn't remember something that was so important to me just a couple hours before, you know, that was taking up so much space in my brain that day. And it scared me, you know, it was like losing a memory. And I was freaking out, and I was like, I don't like being high, I don't like this. And then I realized that I could think about anything. My memory was fine, but anything that brought me any sort of pain mentally or emotionally, or even physically, it was just sort of, wasn't stopped completely, but it was just put to the side in a way that let me deal with it in a healthy way, rather than being scared about something that happened 12 hours ago, you know, that wasn't even real and that happened 12 hours ago. I was able to just live with it, you know, I was able to just sort of coexist with it. Isn't that such hippie talk? God, that's such hippie talk. But that's how it felt. Like, I could just coexist with all of my emotions and stuff, and I could just pick them out one by one, look at them subjectively, and choose which ones I could keep or not. And I don't even think I realized that along with my physical illnesses, I also had mental ones until I got high, and they weren't there anymore. You know, all the, like, even like physical insecurities, you know. Like, I couldn't even think about it. I couldn't even focus on why I hated my body so much when I was sober. You know, I couldn't even fathom it. It just made no sense to me. And now I know that, like, sometimes I get those intrusive, mean, self-doubting thoughts when I am high, or right when I, like, the beginning of me getting high. And I can't even focus on it. It's so weird. I love it. It's great. They pop up, and I'm just like, yeah, I don't care about that. And then they go away. Like, as I get progressively more high. That was kind of a ramble in itself, but I thought, like, you know, like I said, it's a holiday. It's a good time for us to remember a lot of things. But one that's fun to share is, you know, a little cannabis origin story. At least I hope that was fun. I hope this is all fun. See, I told you it was going to be more of a ramble than a fap, probably. I think I said that, or maybe I just thought about saying it. How can something that makes my mouth so dry make my pussy so wet? Like, how is it even possible? One of the reasons I started making audios was because I was having some trouble having, you know, having orgasms. I guess it was just sort of a mental block. Like, I would just get really filled with anxiety, and I thought that I didn't deserve, I guess, anxiety and depression, because I thought I didn't deserve to have an orgasm. I know that sounds ridiculous. Pleasure is a human right. I know this, but I don't know. I just thought that I specifically didn't deserve to, so I would try and it just wouldn't happen and I would give up. And listening to audios, I mean, many of them, most of them, I think, are so encouraging. So, like, you know, these people are helping you and they genuinely want to help you come, and it's so sweet. And it's so genuine that, like, that's why I love it so much, because at the time I didn't have, I don't know, I guess I just couldn't give myself even that much consideration. I couldn't even tell myself that it was okay to do this one human thing. And it was nice to have dozens and dozens of other people encourage me to orgasm. So, yeah. A bit more of an origin story right there. But along with many other reasons why I love GWA and why I started making audios myself, but when I started making them, I was still having some problems orgasming. But now, a year later, a year minus a day later, I'm like, I don't know, I feel like I could just come whenever I want to. And I feel good about taking the time out of my day to do it. You know, I have that, like, it's not even confidence, it's just I now treat myself more like a regular human, you know, that deserves, you know, the basics. I wouldn't call it confidence, but sure, I have more confidence now. So, sprouting off of that, branching off of that, weed makes me horny, but it doesn't, like, put all of these, you know, sexual scenarios in my head. It just makes it easy to focus on my own pleasure and to actually enjoy it without all of these anxieties cropping up, like, oh God, I should not think that's sexy, or like, this is maybe, am I weird for liking this? Or, if I'm like watching or listening or reading some questionable porn, I guess. Sometimes there's a voice in my head that's like, honey, honey vulture, hello, is anyone home? Like, are you nuts? This is weird. How are you getting off to this? But those voices don't exist if I'm high. If I'm high, I can watch porn or not, I can listen to porn or not, I can read porn or not, and I'm still just happy to, just enjoy what's happening. Just have my own pleasure. I could just stare at the wall like I'm doing now while touching myself and be wet as ever. Of course, talking to you guys helps. This is probably like the absolute loudest audio I've ever made. But like I said, when I'm high, I don't really care about background noise and things. I just want to be with you guys, I just want to come. Cherries. I really want cherries. Like a cherry muffin. Sounds so good. Or like, not like cherry frosting, because that's kind of like, not like cherry frosting on like a cupcake or something, like, or a cake. I mean like the real deal, like cherries. Not cherry flavor. See, like, I can talk about whatever, and I'm still able to just able to get off because nothing, whether I'm turned on or not, doesn't matter. I can just, whether I'm thinking about some fantasy or not, nothing outside of me matters. I don't know if that makes sense. It's like, I don't know, my body just wants to come. Nothing's gonna stop it from happening. It's like a train coming into the station, You can't change it. Doesn't matter what I'm talking about or what's happening around me, I can just, being high just makes me okay. This makes me able, more able to just accept my own pleasure for what it is, and just accept that I'm feeling so good right now. Whether I'm talking about weed or cherries or or my panties. I can just be. I can just exist and get off.
Oh.
I still have a little bit of, you know, wherewithal. I don't, there's a little bit of, like, agency left where I know I don't want to come yet, so even though I can't help being horny and touching myself, I can still control when I come. But I think I'm going to lose that control very soon. Oh, God. It's just so amazingly freeing to not have to think about something to come to. I don't know if that makes sense. Or I can just touch my pussy, and that's enough. That's enough to make me come. Oh, God. Oh, just to come with an empty head. <It's> so nice. Oh, to not have to dream up some elaborate fantasy. Not have to imagine a world where I don't have these little imperfections on my body that I don't like, or that turn me off, or make me overthink. Ugh, I hate overthinking. I hate how much I overthink all the time, but I especially hate it when I'm trying to get off. To not have it right now is so, so wonderful. Just experiencing pleasure for what it is. Just my fingers pushing back and forth on my wet, warm, hard, slippery little clit. Just sticking my fingers in my pussy to get them even wetter, and spitting on my clit to make it even wetter. I'm not thinking about anything or focusing on anything, just me and my pussy. It's just so reassuring to know that I don't need anything right now. You know, it just makes you feel a little independent, I guess. All I need is this. But fuck. Oh, it just feels so good. Just to be able to enjoy my pleasure. Just enjoying myself. Just enjoying myself feels so good. Oh, I can't believe it feels this good. Oh my God. Oh, I don't want to come yet. Good. Oh my God, yes. my God. God, the room is spinning. I have to close my eyes. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if this was too incredibly boring or weird of a ramble fab, but if you liked it, then I'm glad. Oh gosh, I have to go. I have to stop before this becomes a ramble fap ramble. Bye guys. Take care of yourselves, okay?